Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
That poor elephant, after being on its own since 2012, is now just going to be surrounded by photographers wherever he goes. It's not good. Poor thing.
Blasting out Cher songs.
Well, precisely. Suffered enough. Winter Comfort is today launching its winter appeal. The service supports those who are homeless or vulnerably housed and offers them welfare services, opportunities for learning and training to then help move them out of homelessness. Melanie Brooker is from Winter Comfort. She joins us now. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning.
Hi there. Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. I guess this is not so much an appeal, but a bit of a challenge, really. I think it's called The Big Give. What's it all about?
Well, The Big Give is an exciting opportunity for donors to double the impact of their donation. It's starting today at midday, and we're participating in this match funding campaign. So every online donation made between midday today, right up until midday on the 8th, so that's next Tuesday, or as long as match funds remain, will be automatically doubled, which is super. So if you can spare £5, obviously that automatically becomes £10 and so on and so on. So it's a really good time to donate if you are thinking of Winter Comfort as your chosen charity this year.
That's great. Who does the doubling?
The Big Give are a charity in themselves, and they source a number of wealthy philanthropists, shall we say, who have the opportunity to select a charity that matches their own values and ethos. And so we have a lovely champion waiting with their hands in their pockets, ready to start matching as soon as our donors come in.
Oh, this sounds great. So is this a straightforward, you want to raise as much money as you can, or are you expecting people to sit some tubs of baked beans and that sort of thing?
This year is a bit different. Normally we would ask for donations in kind, so things like clothing and food. Mm. But this year, obviously because of the restrictions around COVID, we're having to be quite restrictive about who can come to the centre, which means that bringing things into us at the moment is not possible, unfortunately. So this year, our Christmas campaign really is about the financial donations where possible, which, of course, will turn into the support that we need to give the people that need it most at this time of year. So, yeah.
Good. Is there a sort of total that you're hoping to raise? How much are you looking to raise this year?
It's quite a lot, and I don't like to say it out loud because it makes me want to rock in a dark corner. But, yeah, things are, the costs for us are going up at the moment. Yeah. So demand is increasing, costs are increasing. The match funding pot, so we have £15,000 sitting to be matched.
Oh, wow.
So we can take up to £15,000 of online donations in the first week, which would be incredible. That would give us an amazing amount of money to put towards the people that need it most at the moment.
Incredible. Tell us a little bit, just 2020, the impact that it's had, and how it's changed what it's like to be homeless this year.
Well, Winter Comfort is a day centre for the homeless in Cambridge. So that means that we're a place that people who are rough sleeping can come and get clean, get fed, get showered, get clothes to wear, and get all the other support, the training, the education, the counselling and therapy that people need to support them out of homelessness. And this year, obviously, it's been very difficult. In March, with the first lockdown, we had to close the centre temporarily, which was absolutely awful for everyone involved. But what we did was we changed the way that we work. So we gave everybody a mobile phone or a device so that we could keep contact with those people whilst they were in a lockdown situation. And many people were moved into emergency COVID accommodation, which was in partnership with the local council. Mm. So moved into hostels and hotels and temporary settings like that. We continue to support those people with meals and all of the services we would normally offer, but we're doing that in more of a sort of outreach way. So going out into the community. The centre has now been adapted fully, so we've had to put in lots of different safety measures, one-way systems, screens, everyone has to wear a mask, all of the sanitation, and we're having to clean the centre. Every single time the shower or the toilet's used, it has to have a deep clean. So we're taking everybody's safety incredibly importantly. But obviously that means that the costs again of cleaning have spiraled too, so it's a knock-on effect. But now with everything in place, as we enter the second lockdown, and we're just about to come out, thank goodness, it's meant that this time around we haven't had to close the centre for rough sleepers, which has been really positive.
You mentioned there the work that the City Council and others have done in trying to get the homeless off of the streets. Has that largely happened? I noticed wandering around Cambridge, you do still see the occasional rough sleeper, but it's clearly not as many as it was, say, I don't know, this time last year. How do you interpret that?
There are a number of people that have moved in March into emergency COVID accommodation. Every rough sleeper was given the opportunity to move into somewhere. And many of those people have responded really well, really engaged with the services that Winter Comfort and others provide. And that's meant that they've been able to remain in that accommodation. They've been able to move forward. Some have moved forward really positively into permanent accommodation of their own, which is amazing.
Amazing.
It's fantastic. It has provided a really good opportunity for people to stop thinking about the day-to-day survival, which is what life on the streets is, and think about more positively how they can change their futures with the support of Winter Comfort. So that's been incredible.
That's an incredible outcome.
It really is. It really is. And there's been lots of stories of hope like that. But sadly, of course, many people living on the streets are living with addiction, very complex mental health issues. And for many people, moving into accommodation like that overnight was too much. Yeah. It was just too much for them to cope with. And they either selected out of that and chose to return to the streets, or sadly, because of behavioural issues and different challenges, they just weren't able to sustain that and to live within the rules and the structure of the emergency COVID accommodation. So those are the people that we're still seeing at the centre day to day. The people that are in accommodation, we're now visiting, as I said, and sort of supporting remotely. But yes, sadly, there are still a significant number of people living on the streets.
And what do you think? Because obviously we've, reporting in the news today about the threat to the Arcadia chain. We could bring you a long list of organisations who are either have let people go or might let people go, with all the knock-on effects that could have. Would you perceive there to then be the danger of homeless numbers rising once more as these various predicted job cuts click in?
Well, we're already seeing rises, and I think it's inevitable. Just last week, so looking at the week just past, we have 6 new homeless people accessing the services. So all of the different service providers in the city are very aware of the homeless community. They're known and liked as sort of friends and family almost. They're regulars. But last week, the team at Winter Comfort were surprised to see 6 new people and their faces that we've never seen before.
And you would recognise them, would you, if you hadn't seen them, yourself or a colleague or whoever would say, well, that person there is new. They're either new to Cambridge or they're new to that particular spot in the city.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's I did a street count recently with partners, the street outreach team, who are part of the council. They walk around and make sure that people are safe, and we know how many people are out there on the streets. And I did that walk with them in the early hours of a Friday morning a couple of weeks ago. And it's great to see that these people know everybody by name. And if there's a new person, it's instant. They don't know this guy, don't know this lady. And that person is then alerted to the services that are available to them. So it's run as a very tight ship. People do know who's out there. And so, yeah, sadly, I think going back to your point about our numbers rising and do we expect it to continue? Yes, I'm afraid we do. And yeah. I think it's possibly too early to think to see the impact of that. But all of us expect within Winter Comfort that the year coming is where we're going to see the greatest increases, I think, as the full impact starts to become aware and realised for all of us.
Right, the big give, it's the appeal challenge. It starts today. It's running until the 8th of December. And for every penny that we give, an amazing person is going to match that fund. So you have to tell us, how do we go ahead and make a donation?
So from midday today, if you go onto our website, that's wintercomfort.org.uk, and just follow the links to the Christmas appeal. If you hit donate, you'll be automatically redirected to the Big Give campaign page, and that's where you'll have the opportunity to donate, and you'll see your donation double in front of your very eyes.
Brilliant.
How lovely.
Well, thank you so much, Melanie. Incredible work doing being done out there and under extremely challenging circumstances. Winter Comfort, Melanie Bricker, thank you so much. Please tell us at the end of the appeal how much you've made. We'd like to talk about that once the appeal ends on the 8th of December.
We definitely will. Thank you so much.
Brilliant. Thank you.